success. This is BOA News via remote. I'm probably making it. The United Nations marked its 75th anniversary Monday with its chief urging leaders of increasingly polarized go-it-alone world to work together and preserve the organization's most important success since its founding, and that's avoiding military confrontation between the major global powers. Secretary Antonio Guterres appealed for a revival of multilateralism, the foundation of the United Nations, which was echoed by leaders of countries large and small, rich and poor. But despite largely positive speeches, it was clear that the challenges lie ahead in collaborating to beat back the coronavirus pandemic and numerous smaller conflicts in the U.S. and Asia as well. Canadian police on Monday searched an apartment in Montreal suburbs that is linked to the woman arrested for sending a rice and field envelope to the White House and to five other addresses in Texas. U.S. authorities arrested the woman at the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo, New York, on Sunday on suspicion that she sent the deadly poison by mail addressed to the White House. Two sources said she has joint Canadian and French citizenship. The RCMP said police had arrested the woman, now believed to be held in Buffalo, in early 2019, but said that she did not have records related to the arrest and referred further inquiries to the FBI in the United States. So far, they have not found any link to any political or terrorist organization, but investigators are still going. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump met Monday with Judge Amy Coney, or Coney Barrett, at the White House as a conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the start of a monumental Senate confirmation fight over objections from Democrats saying it's too close to the November elections. There are now more than 963,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, more than 31.2 million infections. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. It was an honest mistake, it said, that happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and approval process, according to Dr. J. Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases. The White House is now urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccines as safe and effective. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
On a call with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to validate the safety of any vaccines that are released. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A 39-year-old British man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for helping a hacking group called the Dark Overlord steal information from several U.S. companies. Nathan Francis Wyatt was sentenced Monday after he pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge. Prosecutors say the hacking group stole medical records, client files, and personal information from several companies, in addition to demanding Bitcoin to return that information. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.